Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. How are you? Been a minute. Today's episode, the best of Nashville. Was in Nashville at Zany's, great club. We'll be back there soon. Five great sold out shows and some of the most fun crowd work I've done in a hot minute. So this is the audio of all that. It's fun to listen to. Get a lot of comments and messages about throwing it into the audio for the pod. I'll have a new video pod up next week, I promise. A lot of updates. A lot of fun stuff. I'm going to be on Hard Knocks next week. I roasted the Seahawks a few days ago in Seattle as Coach Ron Donnelly, who you can see on the Netflix show, The Adam Ray Show. New episodes every Friday. Today, the Goo Goo Dolls. That is today's new ep. But Andrew Santino and I dressed up as Bob Kowalski and Coach Ron Donnelly. Coach Ron Donnelly interviewed Coach McDonald and John Schneider of the Seattle Seahawks for an episode. My mom, Nikki Glaser, Dave Matthews, Michael Bublé, and Practical Jokers. Coming up, The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Jason Sudeikis. New episodes every Friday, The Adam Ray Show on Netflix. Tell me how you like it. Shoot me a message. On the road, so much. This weekend, Tempe, Arizona, two shows at the Tempe Improv on Sunday. And then we've got Hawaii, San Diego, Anaheim, Philadelphia, Madison, Wisconsin, Chicago, two shows on October 23rd. All these tickets at AdamRayComedy.com, so please come see me on the road, baby. New York City, November 6th, Randolph Davies and the Kick-Ass Band. First live show outside of Austin. We've done two at the Mothership. Now we're going to do one at the Gramercy Theater on November 6th in New York City. Tickets for that at AdamRayComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitter at AdamRayComedy. What else? Oh, merch. AdamRayComedy.com. All the Adam Ray Who Is Me Theater Tour merch and the Dr. Phil merch. Shooting a couple TV shows coming up. That'll be fun. What else? Oh, YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phil lives and the best of stand-ups, like this Best of Nashville. Best of San Jose came out yesterday, so check that out. Of course, The Adam Ray Show every Friday on Netflix. And that's it. Enjoy the weekend. Be good to yourself. Laugh it up as much as possible. And enjoy the Best of Nashville About Last Night podcast episode right now. Let's do it.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Keep it going for this guy. Keep it going for fucking Scott Stapp from Creed's son. Stand up, dude. Show the room. Oh, my God, dude. You know what? Get on the stage. Look at these fucking... Dude. Oh, my God. What? This is what I missed? Dude, I think you sold me weed when I was in camp in 1994. What's your first name?
Lincoln.
What? All right, sit the fuck back down. We got to get into the show. But thanks for coming out, Lincoln. There you go. Dude, you're my spirit animal, dude. And you're dressed like one. Sir, you can see perfectly fine, yeah? The shade's just an indoor move, just feeling, just yeah, just a cool Nashville Thursday, yeah? What was this you just did?
A little orange light.
A little orange light?
Yeah, it
makes it a little... So you got an orange light that's inside the glasses? Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. What are you on right now, bud? What's going on? Because that sentence didn't make sense to anyone but you. There's a little orange light. Yeah, so yeah. No, don't take the shades off on my account. You are the coolest guy in here right now. Yeah. Do we have a cool name to go along with the cool look?
No.
Okay. Well, let's try. What's your first name?
AJ.
AJ, let's go. That's pretty cool. What does it stand for, AJ?
Adam John.
Adam John, yeah. Why'd you shorten it to two letters, bud?
Just easier.
Just easier, yeah. I mean, that's debatable. Look at the predicament we're in right now. Do you ever have, is there a time when, do people call you Adam John in your life? But then, you know, I feel like sunglasses off, maybe you're Adam John, yeah? You go to church, you're wearing khaki shorts, you go to Target before 10 a.m., right? That's Adam John. AJ, dude, sunglasses on outdoors, right? Fucking beanie on when it's 110 outside, right? You wear a condom when you go to bed just in case some fat chick sticks on your dick in the middle of the night. Yeah, we've all been there. AJ, dude. The only other AJ I know is AJ from the Backstreet Boys, yeah? There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah, now you're catching on. Now you know who we are. What do you do here in Nashville, AJ?
Musician.
Musician, let's go. Are you in a band that we've heard of?
Yeah.
Probably not? Well, yeah. Well, fucking, you got to believe in yourself, baby. What's the name of the band?
Trying Times.
Trying Times. You've got about 8 new fake fans, it just sounded like. Yeah. Trying Times. Which one of your... Dude, that's like a dark... That's like a Seattle grunge band, yeah? Trying Times. Is that... Yeah. What's one of the singles for Trying Times?
Nothing I Am.
Dude, this is a very depressing group that you're a part of. AJ? Yeah. Nothing I Am. How does that... Is that the hit single?
Nothing I Am. I can't go anywhere. Nothing I Am. I wear sunglasses all the time. Nothing I Am. My rat's my only friend. Nothing I Am. My stepdad won't call me back.
By the way, what if that's the song? It's just like 4. Was that pretty close, AJ?
That was it.
That was it. Yeah. Sadly, you nailed it. And made what we do a little too easy, if you don't mind me saying. Who's your hero, Lincoln? Who would you love to meet if you had one chance, dude? Who do you look up to? Take your time, dude. Sound it out. Lincoln, how old are you, by the way?
Older than 22.
22, let's go. Fuck, dude. What's it like to be 22 in 2025?
Still new to drinking.
Let's go. And what have you learned? And what have you learned to? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. What's going on? Are these your parents here? Yeah. Mom.
Yes.
Mom. Yeah. Are you like fun, mom? Hey, Lincoln. I got some extra wine coolers if you want to come down to the garage. You've let him drink at home since he was 16. Okay. Well, this probably has contributed to the lack of wardrobe in his life tonight. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? Since 16, Lincoln, let's fucking go, dude. Yep. What was that? There we go. Perfect, dude. I fucking like you, dude. All right. Okay, dude. 16. You've been getting drunk since 16?
Yes.
Let's go, dude. Why? Because mom said it was cool. Yeah. Because she was letting you. Yeah. But you were probably like,
you got to do it at our house.
Drunk girls are so likable but can turn on a dime. My wife had a friend named Julia, RIP. She's not dead. She's dead to us. But she's I don't know. She sucks. She cornered me 3 months into knowing me at a bar. My wife and I were engaged at that point. She was like,
Well, hello there.
I was like, "What's up, Julia? You good?
I'm fine.
Are you good? I'm like, I'm pretty good. Are you standing up? Feels like it's a kind of a big deal for you right now. You want to sit down?
No, maybe you need to stand up. Sit down. Can I say something real quick? Can I say while your future wife's in the bathroom?
Do you love her? Do you love her?
Do you love her? Can you treat her right? Can you treat her right for me? Can you do that? Can you trick or treat her right? Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me?
And I was feeling real cornered. You know, I was engaged to my wife at this point. So I feel like I know her pretty well. The love has been established. But she's getting in my face. And when I feel uncomfy, I deflect with comedy. So she's like, can you treat her right? Can you treat her right? I was like, you know, Julia, I was going to hit her tonight. So this is actually great advice. Thank you so much for shining a light on what I should do. You guys fired up for the holidays? Oof. Yeah, couldn't. Okay, wow, that was abrupt. You guys go big for the holidays down here in Nash? Yeah, because you get some snow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sir, a big holiday guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of split the diff on your second response. What's your first name, sir?
Zane.
Zane, let's go. Zane, did you put up the tree yet?
Halloween.
Oh, you started early.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where'd you put it?
In the living room.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to be a dick about it. I was just trying to make small talk. And Zane, fired up. You got kiddos?
No kids.
No kids, yeah. Do you still believe in Santa, Zane? Say it again?
No, sir.
Yeah. You got to ask, because you never know. There's always... So there's a couple, you know, who the fuck knows? I could have just bursted Lincoln's bubble right now. You know what I'm saying? Santa, do you remember believing in Santa for a while? Please don't tell me you still do. This is going to be the worst moment of my entire career. Yeah. AJ, you out there looking? Are you hungry like the wolf? Or are you riding solo, Jason Derulo style? Say it again.
I'm going through a divorce.
You're going through a divorce? Oh, shit. My condolences. Is it? Yeah, this is why, dude, this explains a lot. The shades probably went on the day after you signed those papers. You're like, fuck it, dude. She didn't let me wear these after 9 p.m. Well, guess what? Adam is dead. AJ is born. You don't control me. You don't tell me when I can cover my pupils. I hope that was a real argument. You don't get to tell me when it gets darker in my life. Because guess what? It already has. It already has. Who am I? Who am I? What is that? What is it again? Who am I? Fuck, I want to remember the title of this song so bad. I just did some Vietnamese mating call. I don't know what that was. Who am I? All right. Not as many of you are laughing as I was hoping for that last 25 seconds, but I did show up late. AJ, I don't want to break this... this down in front of all these strangers, but are you back on the saddle? Or you're going through the divorce, so it's not finalized yet. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Are you out there though, or no? It's not. Yeah. It's not. It's not time. You are.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Are you on the apps or trying to meet people organically, live in the flesh?
I'm trying the apps. Kind of shitty, but.
Kind of shitty. Yeah. We got one. Woo. Yeah. Oh, that's your boyfriend. Yeah. You mean good for him? Yeah. And do you have any? What's your name?
Joella.
Who?
Joella.
Spell that. Joellen. Yeah. And so, do you have any advice for AJ?
Just go get it.
Dude, thank you so much. Hey, dude, just go get it, man. What the fuck are you doing, man? You know what to do. Just go get it. Just go grab life by the pussy, dude. You know what to do. I meant it when I said it. All right, this side of the room, feeling it. This side, huge RFK guys. Huge Rob Kennedy fans, man. Oh, yeah. Bro, you love him, huh? Yeah, he's wilding out. What do you love about him, baby? What's your name, my man?
I'm uncircumcised.
You're autistic because you're uncircumcised? Oh, yeah, isn't that something he said? By the way, thanks for bringing that up out of nowhere. That was awesome. We couldn't tell you were autistic from that last statement. Yeah. Thanks for shining a light on it, sir. Yeah. Let's go. My man right here, big dude. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Bo.
Bo, let's go, Bo. And Bo, big Rob fan, yeah?
Well.
No judgment, dude. Educate me, you know?
I don't agree with what he says about autism, but,
yeah.
But I am all for what he's doing about nutrition. Like, they're getting rid of all the dyes on the Cheetos and whatnot.
All the dye on the Cheetos, yeah. And that's a, yeah. And no offense, but it looks like kind of a big deal for you, yeah. Yeah. It'd be awesome if they could make it a healthier diet so you could still do 9 at a time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the dye. Yeah, he's getting rid of the dye. What else? So that's by the way, that to me would be like, you know, number 37, you know. but this is fucking, this is why he asked the tough questions, you know. Like, I'd be more concerned about fucking, you know, what foods are causing cancer. And you're like, dude, just make the Cheetos better. Make it so my hands don't get so orange afterwards. What else did he say? Yeah. Well, no need to bring race into this, Bo. Yeah. Bo, what do you do here in Nashville? You're a pretty educated guy.
Well, I'm a local stand-up comic here.
Fuck yeah, dude. How long have you been doing? Dude, the hustle is real, right? Did you move to Nashville to pursue it, or are you from here?
Actually, I've been living in Tennessee since I was 10, and I've been doing comedy around here for a couple of years.
Let's go. Yeah. How's it going?
Pretty good. I haven't performed here yet, but I'm making my way up.
Yeah. Wait, have you done the smaller room? Yeah, you want to come up on stage and do some stand-up? You guys mind if we close the show out by letting Bo do it? So give me a few more fun facts about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm autistic. I'm a big bat. As you can tell, I'm a big Batman guy. And
me too. I think it's my favorite character. It's not a. It's not real.
Yeah. I'm a single guy, and it's just.
Anyway,
I'm single in the area, and one of my here is that there are so many Democrats coming from California and New York.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth, you weirdo.
Wait, I want to give you... Are you doing stand-up now? Because I want to give you a proper intro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, by the way, I love everything about you, dude. You're really, I mean, one of the most likable guys you've ever seen. And your shirt says, "Greetings from Gotham City." Can you do like, can you do a Batman or a Joker impression?
Why so serious?
Yeah.
I can't talk like the Joker, but I laugh like him.
We're okay. There it is. You just did it. Wait, do it. Okay, ready? I'll be Batman, ready?
All right.
Joker. I saw you took my Uber Eats order. Dude, I think you have to make that your closer every time you get off stage. Laugh like that and then go, "Oh, thank you so much." Yeah.
And that's what's
up. Dude, all right. So you're from where? I want to give you a proper intro and let you do your time. Here, face the... Your face... Yeah, open up. You got to show the crowd this... So where are you from?
I live over in Spur, Tennessee.
But where are you from?
Originally Indiana, but I've been living near Nashville since I was 10.
Great. And family?
Mom, dad, little shih tzu, because I'm autistic as fuck, and apparently autistic people love shih tzus.
I don't feel like that was a joke, just a personal stat, but very funny. What's your dog's name?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
We always name our dogs after, like, dead relatives, so...
Dude. I might have to fire Nikki and Ryan to let you open the shows tomorrow. So your Shih Tzu's name is Charlotte, and you have a mom and a dad, and do you have a job, Bo?
By day I work for Nissan, just like half a mile of Tennessee.
Shout out. Yeah, what are you doing for Nissan?
I ship car parts all day.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't really talk about any of my material. It's usually just really boring ass work.
Yeah, well, you can feel the silence, yeah. No, but hey, guess what? It's a good thing. You gotta live a life worth writing about. So at some point, I'm sure you'll derive some material from that world, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a proper intro. So step off down here. Go ahead and put that mic back there. I'm going to put this mic in the stand for you. And we're going to let you come up and do a few minutes. Cool? Oh, so put that mic there. Yeah. So put that mic... Well, you really are autistic. I love you, dude. No, yeah, just right there. Easy peasy. So look, now just go down. Yeah. What if you just fucking Looney Tunes into the fucking wall? And we never saw him again. Dustin's like, "No, Bo!" All right, Bo. So I'm going to give you an intro. And then, DJ, if you have like a song to play for Bo when he comes on stage, make it feel real. It's his first time performing on the main stage at Nashville at the Zanies Comedy Club. All right. So, Bo, just hang right there. I'll give you a proper intro, and then just walk over, grab the mic. The one rookie move a lot of people forget to do is take the mic stand out, or the mic out, put the mic stand behind you. That's the one technical thing I'll give you. The rest, just shoot from the hip, speak from the heart. Yeah, okay. So pretend I just said the end of a... So I'll say the end of a joke, and then you guys laugh, and then I'll bring up Bo, okay? So... Anyway, so that's why I won't go to Denny's anymore. Anyway, that's my time. My name's Bruce Robbins. You guys are a great crowd. You guys ready for more stand-up comedy or what? Oh, man, this next guy is one of my new favorites, man. He is originally from but he's living in Nashville, and he's part-time working at Nissan. He's got a mom, a dad, and a Shih Tzu named after his dead aunt. Guys, keep it going for Bo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, how are we doing tonight? Do we got any single people in the room? All right, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one not getting laid tonight. But yeah, you know, Dane is, as I was saying earlier, Dane is so hard. There's so many Democrats coming here, and here I am looking like J.D. Vance with Down syndrome. But yeah, I've been single for a while, man. I've been single for so long, I get depressed watching porn. Like, I was watching a video the other day, and I was like, man, why can't I get a girl to look at me the way Angela White looks at the pizza boy? Ah, there are my perverts out there. Oh, man. I actually tried subscribing to Brazzers recently, but as soon as I put in my debit card information, my bank texted me saying, are you okay? But yeah, I actually have been seeing somebody recently. You know what? You know, she's a little exotic. Her name's Ariana. She's got a great body on her, and she always has a really surprised look. Yeah, anytime I get in the mood, I just take her out of my drawer, hook... Then I take the tube from my CPAP machine, hook it to her back. And she's ready to go.
Keep it going for Bo, everybody. Come on, holy shit. Standing ovation. Wow. Wow, dude. That would, dude, take a seat for a second, dude. Yeah, I think we're good. He just goes, whoop, whoop. By the way, if you're the one going, whoop, whoop, it's probably stand-up time. No, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, that was so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've got to play more single jokes. Most of my materials lately has been about my dating life. Yeah, sometimes...
It's relatable.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll make, like, a pop culture reference, but it'll just, like, fly over people's heads.
Like what?
Well, for one, the porn star reference, you guys got that, but then I'll tell that at an open mic, and then everybody's like, who the fuck is, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah. Or I'll make, like, a slasher movie reference or something like that, and people will be like, who the fuck is Michael Myers? Or when I very first started...
Wrap it up.
Oh, I made, like, some jokes about Spider-Man being a shitty boyfriend in the Marvel movies, and, yeah, nothing.
Well, that's on them, you know? But that's also the challenge of the art form, is getting them to relate to you and what's going on in your world, right? But you'll figure out, because you're only, what, a year in, you said?
2 years.
2 years. Shit, you're just getting going, baby. Yeah. How'd that feel?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. I've been... But yeah, you know, with the open mics, it's kind of tricky. You know, by the time you get on stage, it's like 11 o'clock. There's like five people left. But
they're mostly comics that are there, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But seeing an actual crowd of normal people who paid to see this, granted, not paid to see me, but...
Dude, you can't not be funny. You're just beautifully self-deprecating. But guess what? Mark my words, one day they will pay to see you. Dude, I got a Dr. Phil hoodie for you. Take that. Also, do you want to do guest spots the rest of the weekend on the shows?
Yes. Yes.
We have four more sold-out shows, so you get to do every show.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do tomorrow. I could do tonight. I could do Saturday.
I could do tonight again. Everybody could leave. I could just do it for myself and your wife, or unless that's weird, but I can bring my sleep apnea machine and she can take a couple puffs. Tomorrow there's two and Saturday there's two.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, woo!
Right? Right? Yeah. Fucking yeah. Final words.
Follow me on Instagram, Bo Knows Comedy. There's a bunch of underscores in between the words, but I got the little check mark. So, yeah, follow me on there. See some stand-up stuff, see some memes, see some travel videos, see pictures of me and Ray. I'm Adam here.
Guys, keep it going for Bo. One more time for him. Come on. Great job, dude. Great job, brother. Give me a bump. And that's what's up. Just go in the green room, Bo. We'll get we'll hang out. We'll get your information. Like a real comic. Yeah. There he goes. Fucking cool, man. I have a confession to make. That's my dad. No. One more time for him. That was a big deal. That's very cool. And thanks for doing that. That wasn't planned, and it felt like the right move. And he...
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hey, question for you. You know when you find something and immediately become that annoying friend that's like, hey, have you tried this yet? Well, that's me with Loreen. I started with the gum because I'm a coffee guy and apparently my teeth and I have not always been on the same team, but now they got these Loreen pouches and I've been reaching for them before recording a pod, driving to the car, or whenever I need a little boost without another cup of coffee. All you do is you just tuck one in and go about your day. Each pouch has 50 milligrams of caffeine, about a half a cup of coffee, plus L-theanine and alpha GPC for smooth, steady focus with no energy crash. It comes in mint, cinnamon, and mango, and it's nicotine-free, baby. Always put the pouch in your mouth and feel better about yourself. Every other pouch out there makes you pick between something that helps you focus and something that's actually good for your teeth. This is the only one that's designed to do both, and it comes from a brand that's leading the way of supporting your oral health. Give Loreen a try right now. Loreen Co. is offering my listeners 50% off at buyloreen.com/ALN. Did you hear me right? That's buyloreen, LARINE.com/ALN for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good deal. Steady your focus, increase your energy, and live a better life today with Loreen.
What's your first name? Kaylee, let's go. Kaylee, where are you from?
I'm from Cookeville.
Cookeville, where's that? Fort, yeah. Oh, don't suck this guy into it. Yeah, I don't think he wants. Yeah. Wow, that's always. Yeah. Bro, sitting in the corner as far away from Kaylee and Cookeville as he can be.
Rob Blake, you know where I am. You're my designated driver. You're my sponsor, Rob Blake.
Kaylee, what were you discussing? Do you mind? What were you like sharing with your girlfriend? Say it again. But you were talking to a girl. Yeah. You're talking to him. Okay, cool. And who is him, Kaylee?
DK.
Yeah. Is DK your significant other?
No.
Kaylee, are you here by yourself? Let's go. What's his name? Yeah, you're a spunky little bitch, aren't you? Yeah. I feel like I was driving and she just grabbed the wheel and exited the freeway to Crazy Town.
It's like, oh, there's a fucking the Boo Boo store off this exit. Let's get off right here.
Your boyfriend's name's Delton? So Delton and Kaylee?
Yes.
Like the weirdest yes I've ever heard.
Yes! Yes!
It's like an Amber Alert. Kaylee, what do you do for work? You do have an affable vibe to you. You're gonna be an appraisal? I don't think that's how you're supposed to say that. Yeah. What do you mean you're gonna be an appraisal, Kaylee? Say it again. You work at Chili's? Bartender at Chili's. Shout out. Dude, Chili's slaps. Actually, I've gotten fucked up at many a Chili's. I was in a Chili's bar once, and my buddy got divorced, and he was like, dude, will you meet me at Chili's? And I was like, are you trying to make this night even more sadder? He's like, I just need to talk, I need to vent. And we're there, and we're having some cocktails, and there are dudes next to us, also at the Chili's bar, getting fucked up. And I love a good eavesdrop. Sometimes people talk at a level where they want you to hear their conversations, right? And these two guys were reminiscing, getting fucked up, and one of them goes, all right, Trenton, all right. Question. Would you... for $1 million, fuck a dead body. I was like, oh, that is quite the conversation starter if I've ever heard one. This guy has piqued my interest, you know? And his buddy goes, is it a guy or a girl? I was like, oh, weird follow-up. Not what I would ask, but here we are. It is chilly, so nothing's off the table. First guy goes, well, what does it matter? They're dead. I was like, yeah, I'm on this guy's side. Surprisingly. And the second guy goes, well, I don't want people thinking I'm gay. And I chime in, I go, dude, if you're fucking a dead body, people thinking you're gay is the least of your concerns. You know what I'm saying? Denton, how you doing, man? Denton or Delton? Delton. Delton, where did you and Kaylee meet?
At school.
That's good. In high school, your high school sweethearts. Yeah. And Delton, did you approach Kaylee or did she approach you? How did this romance blossom? Yeah. Do you remember what you said, bud?
Where's my kiss?
Yeah, so just a real rapey opening statement. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, you guys are definitely gonna make it. Where's my kiss? Fuck, kids just do it differently these days, don't they? How long you been together, Delton?
5 years.
Kaylee, shut the fuck up for 2 seconds, please. Every time I talk to not you, you talk. Jesus Christ, is this your first time outside? Literally looking right at Delton. She's like, I got this one. Well, we met in high school, like he said, but, you know, I was still with Chili's. Bloomin' Onion. All right, Kaylee, you're sweet. I appreciate you being here. Delton, where do you work?
I'm a manager at the car wash.
Manager at a car wash? Fuck yeah. Woo! What a weird thing to woo for. Although I guess a car wash is kind of a pretty tranquil activity, right? Depending on who you are. Going through a car wash baked is always, that's one of my favorite pastimes. He's a nursing major? So the car wash is just a means to an end. Yeah, but what happened? But maybe you find yourself, maybe you get so good that you end up owning or managing the car wash. Kaylee says, I don't think so, yeah. Kaylee, what are the odds you could go to sleep in the next 20 minutes? Just pass out on the table. Maybe Delton can just... No, you're fine. Yeah, and you're in your, what, 20s? 21. You're 21? Fuck, why do you look like 45? Hard life? Dude, let's go, dude. It's only up from here, man. Yeah, 21. What's it like to be 21 in 2025, Delton? It's fucking great? Yeah, dude. Yeah, what's your vice? You know, do you guys have, like, how do you and Kaylee, you know, how do you guys get down? What do you, you know? You party? Yeah? I thought you said we fist, and I gotta be honest, I was not excited about continuing this conversation. What'd you want to be as a kid, Delton? Car wash was probably not the kid dream. Like, I love stand-up, but I, you know, aspirations when I was a youngster. Want to be a doctor? What happened? Kaylee, what did I say? I'm joking. Kaylee, no. Oh, Delton, I was joking, but he's like, dude, thank you so much. No, I was joking. Kaylee, you were trying to have his back and be like, he was trying to be a doctor. Yeah, well, he was, yeah, so he's, well, what were you saying? He was trying to what? He's in school to be a nurse, yeah. All right, you probably should have just kept that in your head, yeah. A nurse, yeah, let's go. Yeah, Ben Stiller style, yeah. So what do you want to do with that? You want to travel and be a nurse. But the kid dream was to be a doctor, yeah. Yeah, like what type of doctor? Like a foot doctor, like a plastic surgeon? Regular doctor, yeah. Well, herein lies the issue, right? Herein lies the issue. Like you walk into medical school and they're like, so what do you want to do, cardiovascular or respiratory? And you go, just a fucking regular doctor, man. Just a fucking, you know. So I used to wash cars, so whatever medicine is like that, but for regular doctor and stuff. So the car wash of doctors. What's up, bro? Yeah. What up?
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks, baby. What's your name?
Dave.
James. You say James or Dave?
Dave.
You were pretty disappointed that you weren't James in that moment.
Yep.
Dave, what's going on, man? How you doing? Pretty good Friday in Dave's world?
Edmonds, Washington.
Are you retarded, Dave? What's going on right now? You're speaking in code, baby. You can't just... I think you meant this is where I'm from, but you just couldn't get the rest of the sentence out. Just say in a place and be like, you can figure it out from there. Try spinning a globe and putting your finger on it. Dave, what are you doing in Edmonds, baby? You got a job?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. Kaylee, I think you found your match as far as something.
And she's not even paying attention.
We'll be right back. Oh, my God.
Not even paying attention.
The one time, of course you were paying attention. God, Kaylee, I want to like you, but you just suck so much. You're such a bummer, but I don't know. You're so young, so you got time to fucking figure it out. You got to pee?
Yes!
Oh, go for it. Yeah, go for it. No. Jesus, Delton, is this what it's like in the bedroom?
Eat that pussy right now, Delton. Use your tongue and your fingers. Your tongue and then your fingers, Delton. I swear to God, I swear to God. I'm going to tell you about some chilies about this. Oh, wait, maybe I work there. I forgot.
It just looked like a, you know, an appetizing. If you could drop that drink louder, that'd be great next time, yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. My man, it's all right. Like I said, dude, it's tough to be outside, ain't it? By the way, were you holding it, or did you just fucking squeeze it really tight? Because the sound made it seem like you just went and just threw it down in between your lap. For the group. Well, the first step is recognizing that. Oh my God. What'd you get, man? I'll get you another drink. What'd you get? Makers and Sprite. Can I get a Makers and Sprite and another tequila for myself, please? I blew it up and he just went. Thanks so much, brother. Guys, keep it going for your Zanies staff. Do you have a cheers? Do you have a cheers that you like to, you know, some people are like, hey, to put down the throat and to the, you know.
Jeremy, that you fucking.
Great, thank you so much for coming out, sir. Wow, you really are retarded. That was fucking, your brain was like, come on, you got this. And his mouth was like, I gotta go to bed. Jesus Christ, we've all been where you are, dude. But, you know, we all, yeah, dude, yeah, we're all set on those, dude. We're all set. My man, what is your first name? Whistle guy, what's your first name? Jimmy, yeah. Who are you with, bud? Yeah, weren't expecting a follow-up question, were you? Yeah, you came out tonight, fucking got a little too sauced up, you did the whistle. Maybe you or your buddy was like, do the whistle thing, Kyle. If you feel a little bit of silence, just do the whistle thing, man. Come on. Come on, man. Yeah, dude, what a fun thing to do. Do you, are you single, bud?
No.
No, you got a girl? Right here? What is your name, sweetheart?
Bailey. Bailey, and I may or may not work at the TGI Fridays in Cookeville.
Bailey, how long has your man been able to, you know, train dolphins in the wild? How long is this a newfound skill set, or have you known about this for quite some time?
A while.
Yeah, you seem fucking thrilled about it. I mean, it's not a bad party trick. It's not like it wouldn't be in my top five. Like if we were buds, I don't think I'd pimp you out to do it. You know, but it's like, it is kind of like a fun end of the night when everyone's real fucked up, right? And people are just like, dude, does anybody have a guitar? No, I can play songs on my laptop. And then this motherfucker's like, free! I could do that for the next 2 hours. No, we're all right, man. Yeah, go ahead. Last thing, and then I'll get back into some jokes. The impression I make of Jeremy, oh yeah. That's your name? Okay. I think we're all better off for you having taken time out of our lives to say this, yeah. I do want to say this. You got some cool tattoos, bud. Jeremy, can you actually riddle me this? I'm at the point I kind of want a tattoo. Do you have anything fun? Is there like a strategy? Like, do you have a game plan? What's on the left arm there, Jer? What do we got? It's a quote? What does the quote say, Jer? So excited for this answer. Never in the history of tattoo quotes have I asked one and they go, fuck. This is why I didn't want to get this. But peer pressure's a bitch. What does it say, Jared? Take your time. Sound it out. Come on, babe. You got this.
I bought you a drink, motherfucker. You gotta read it. It's payback, come on. How about this? I'll read it, ready? This is the beginning of a new day. God has given... Here, I'm gonna read it as Dr. Phil, okay? Okay, here we go. This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will, okay? I can waste it, or I can use it for good. What I do today is very important. Brandon, shut the fuck up. That's not on here, but it's in here and here. You shut the fuck up, you dirty twat. What I do today is very important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it, okay? When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving something in its place, and I have traded for it. I want it. We're gonna skip that part. I want it to be a gain, not a lose, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it. Life gets tough, so get up in the morning, spark one up, burn one down, only do drugs with fun people, Lego my ego, and shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be right back. Wow, that's all right there. Bro, pretty cool, Jer.
What's your name, dude? Ricky Love. Birth name? Ricky Love, yeah, let's go. And Ricky Love, who is that behind you? Oh, yeah. Looking, yeah. Looks like Tilda Swinton meets Celine Dion. Yeah, are you like in a Fila jumpsuit with white gloves? What's going on? Say it again?
I have very cold hands.
I have very cold hands. That was so sweet and terrifying at the same time. I have very cold hands. What's your first name?
Jackie.
Love you. Cold hands. How long have you had cold hands? For a while, yeah. 57 years of just, yeah, having hands, right? Eventually they just lose their temp, you know? Sweetheart, what's your name? Oh, Jackie, that's right, yeah. Jackie, have you always been such a little spunky bitch when you go outside? Don't you point your fucking white gloves at me.
Go to sleep!
Jackie, I love it. Jackie, where are you from?
New York.
New York? Yeah, this explains a lot, yeah. Jackie, yeah, you just fucking, yeah, you just, yeah, your farts don't stink, that type of shit, yeah. Jackie, what do you do in New York?
Well, I live here now.
You live here now, yeah.
I was a stand-up in New York.
You were a stand-up in New York? Oh, shit, for how long?
Right, 10 years.
Let's go. Well, did you write on anything we may have heard of or seen?
No, actually, what I did was I wrote for other comedians, and then you don't tell who you write for.
Wow, oh, so you've written for some people that don't ever want...
In the
80s. That's fucking cool. Any favorite joke of yours that maybe never made it to air that...
Actually, yeah. There were quite a few, as a matter of fact.
Quite a few? Yeah.
Mostly I talked about the fact that my husband and I have been married for 57 years, and on our wedding day, he said to me, do you cook? And I said, if you could find Teflon anywhere on my body, I'd be happy to. But I also asked him if he would be, you know, a good lover and handy around the house. And now it's 57 years, and I said, well, for handy around the house.
Well, thanks for coming out, Jackie. That was funny. That was a bit long. You know what I'm saying? The setup, yeah. That's I get it. The handy around the house, yeah. The Teflon on the body, yeah. That's great. Jackie, what do you do now if you're not writing?
I'm a storyteller.
You're a storyteller.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? We're all storytellers. We're all storytellers. Like a professional storyteller?
In schools
for kids.
Yes.
Oh my God. I want to see that live. What sort of stories are you telling them?
This one's called Jackie and the Freezing Palms. One day, a woman named Jackie used to write for Gary Shandling, but she had to stop that because her veins were getting too blue.
Ricky Love, what do you do for work?
Hang garage doors.
Hang garage doors? Yeah, dude. Is that a, yeah, how long have you been doing that?
About
19 years?
10.
10. Was that the dream, Ricky?
No.
What was the dream, baby? Because I love stand-up, but I had aspirations before this.
Barbecuing.
Barbecuing was the dream?
I did good. I was barbecuing.
I'll give anybody $1,000 so they can tell me what the fuck Ricky just said. Well, dude, Epstein, you're right in front of him, so of course you heard that, yeah. A barbecue pitmaster. Okay, barbecue pitmaster. For how many years, Ricky?
Well, I've done that for a bunch of years, like 10.
Dude, Ricky.
I've been cooking all my life, and I love it. That's one thing I do.
That's one thing you do? You love it? Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps my mind off of all the problems in the world, and I get where I get drunk and stuff.
Fuck yeah, dude. Am I on a hidden camera show right now? Is this a real guy? Dude, Ricky, you're my fucking... I want to be you when I grow up, dude. Yeah, you got to figure it out, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, well, hey, I make damn good money.
Yeah, hanging garage doors?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what, how do you, so yeah, people just get a house without a door and then you, they call you up? How does this go down?
We have to stop in or somebody wants to replace another door.
Replace another door, yeah.
Or if their motor went out, I replace their home motor.
So you're a jack of all trades, yeah?
And what
the garage door experience, dude. That's a great band that you and I should start after the show. The garage door experience. Ricky, what was the kid dream though? Because hanging garage doors, barbecuing, but like even more than that.
No, actually, it was probably a model or
to be a model. We'll be right back. Okay, that is not what anybody thought you were. Ricky, come give me a hug, dude. You're fucking, you're the... Yeah. Wait, what did you say?
Brother, I've been watching for a long time now, and I love you. You are awesome as hell.
Fuck you, Jackie. thank you, dude. I'm just kidding. Jackie, I love you. Jackie, I love you. Jackie, I love you. Give me a point. Jackie, give me a point. E.T., phone home. Give me a point. Let's connect. Ricky, where are you going? Yeah. Sorry. I just trying to keep... I love you, Jackie. There we go. Fuck it. There we go.
I did tell Jackie, I said, you got to watch him, man, on that Dr. Phil episode. You will love each and every moment of it. Even when he had Dr. Phil on there.
Dude, you fucking... Dude, you're the sweetest guy I've ever met.
Hey, man. When you sit there and get stoned, you gotta find something to watch.
Okay, well, you just took the entire compliment away. I go, you're the sweetest guy ever. Well, when you're fucked up, you gotta watch something. All right, that feels like the opposite of what you just said, but. It's either you or the wall, man, so hey, pick your poison, baby daddy.
Actually, no, I enjoy watching you, though, man. I'm serious. I've gained 30 shit when I get stoned. And I found you and. Tony and I just fell in love, man. My cousin got me introduced to
it. I have a Dr. Phil hoodie. I got all this Dr. Phil merch out there. I'm gonna do a free meet and greet and sell merch and everything. So I'll see you out there and I'm gonna give you a hoodie, alright?
Hey, I appreciate you, brother, man. Love you, and I'll give you success right out through the world.
Appreciate you, man. And bro. Those dreams of being a model, I know a lot of Bass Pro Shops that would love to put you on that catalog.
Actually, I've been on Wegovy, and I've been taking shots. I went through 2 pounds of two sizes on my pants, and I don't wear this.
Wait, so you've already lost some weight on Wegovy? Just wait, can you say Wegovy again, just with your accent?
Check this out. This somebody just tied on me before.
If this motherfucker just takes his clothes off.
This is a
2XL,
and now I'm wearing an
XL. Dude, let's go, dude. You went down from 2XL to XL. You're a legend, dude. Well, I got an XL hoodie waiting in the fucking outside for you, Ricky. Ricky Love, I love you too, man. Spreading joy, dude. Spreading joy. Dude, this is fucking life rules, dude. Ricky Love, dude. All right. I have a confession to make. That is my father, and I wanted to give him some. Dude, that's awesome. Dude, Ricky. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, going down. So the Wegovy, you said it was Wegovy?
Yeah.
How many times a week are you shooting up?
Once a week. Once
a week?
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. Oh, oh, careful. Yeah.
I was thinking about that one time, but I said, no, I want
it. Is there more to that sentence, Rick? What were you thinking about, baby? You shoot it up where? Where do you have to put it?
I put it right here on my thigh, on my shoulder.
Let's go, dude. Well, it's working.
Oh, yeah.
So the next time we see you, you're going to be fucking just shredded, yeah?
Hey, look, this is bodybuilder right here, man. Hey, that's my cousin. He got me introduced to you and Kill Tony, and it's been a great success. Watching y'all every
day. I appreciate it, dude. I appreciate it. Ricky, I wish I could fucking smoke weed with you on stage right now, but we just... Yeah, next time. Rain check, all right? Something tells me you're going to figure out where I live in Los Angeles, and so I guess we'll just TBD, right? We'll just... Well, yeah, when you show up at my doorstep, but yeah, you got it, baby, yeah. One more time for Ricky Love. That's and it's, you know, you never know where you're going to find your inspo from. Oh. Wait, what? Oh, shit. How am I just now seeing this? Oh, and you brought a book? Well, oh, yeah, we've got issues. Number one New York Times bestseller. How you can stand strong for America's soul and sanity. Uh-huh. I remember writing that too. Let's go. What is this? You brought me a gift? It's a new book. Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you AI this shit? Okay, this new title says, instead of we've got issues, this one is Phil holding Kleenex and lotion, and it says, here's some tissues. How you can stand strong and last long. Did you make that? Oh, bro, you're incredible. Wait, you tweeted at me, didn't you? And said you drove from Memphis for this? Bro, that's unbelievable, dude. That's fucking... And you said we're doing our last Phil show in December, so you're like, I gotta come fucking... Dude, you look incredible. Are you really bald? Let's go.
Let's go!
Not for real. Oh, yeah. Is it a bald cap? No. You shaved your head for the show? For me? Security? Guys, give it up for this fucking... What's your name? Josh? Wait, Josh, let me get... can you give me a we'll be right back?
We'll be right back.
Not bad. Not bad. Okay. It's not great. But you got to start somewhere, huh? We'll keep it right here. Yeah, that's my favorite part. Phil's teasers are always so good. On today's show, my next guest has a UTI, but a PhD. Don't go anywhere. What's your first name?
Adam,
yeah. And what's your favorite holiday of all time?
I do like Halloween.
You looked at Halloween. Did you dress up this year?
I did not.
Yeah. Have you dressed up in the past?
Yeah. I won a costume contest one year.
You won a costume contest? Yeah. For what?
Elvis,
let's go. Can you do a pretty good Elvis impression?
I cannot.
You cannot. Well, not with that attitude. You got to believe in yourself, yeah. Say it again.
I was in preschool.
How old are you? So 35 years ago, you won a costume contest, and you're still bragging about it? Dude, that's actually a fucking very funny flex. Yeah, dude, I've seen boobs before. My mom's. I'm stuck on titties all my life, dude. Your wife's got big tits? Great. Well, just the way you like them? Great. Yeah. Big old boobies.
Helen Keller.
There's a lot going on right now, JJ. In the last 14 seconds, you said, I like big tits, I like big boobies, and then for some reason you brought Helen Keller into this. She cannot see or hear that you like big tits, and that's very offensive. And then, yeah, I don't know if you guys could see, Helen didn't, but he started to do this. Which is both very funny and very alarming. JJ, let's go, dude. You on TikTok, JJ?
I don't.
Are you on TikTok? I don't. JJ, you cool to drive?
I do not.
You do not what?
You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
And we are the hosts of Ask Rana with Rana.
And Brian.
Every week we're joined by incredible guests like Conan O'Brien, Trixie Mattel, Jacob Anderson, and more.
We answer your advice questions like, what do you do when that guy you're about to hook up with happens to be your long-lost father? Or should I tell my neighbors their exchange student might be a serial killer?
Listen to Ask Rana with Rana and Brian every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you, Rana.
Excuse me.
Are you looking for a new favorite podcast? Are you looking for a podcast about movies? Are you looking for a podcast that strictly covers 80s, 90s, 2000s movies? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to be doing movies like So I Married an Axe Murderer, Hot Tub Time Machine, Grandma's Boy, and Ghost? Well, then you just found it. Tune in to The Confused Breakfast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're the hosts of Drinking the Kool-Aid, a comedy podcast dedicated to the mysterious.
Tune in every week while we cover two chilling tales about everything from cults
to aliens
to the paranormal,
all with a sense of humor.
So grab a drink
and tune in to Drinking the Kool-Aid wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Chris Frangiola, and I'm the host of your new favorite podcast, Cover to Cover. Each week on Cover to Cover, I scour the world's newspapers to bring you the craziest stories in fashion, music, pop culture, food, you name it, we give you the comedy angle on all of it. If this sounds up your alley, listen to Cover on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Christy.
And I'm Sophie.
We're your extremely online hosts of Snarkbait, the podcast where we talk about the things you have no one else to talk to about.
Whether it's a lore of a niche Instagram influencer, your favorite internet rabbit holes, or a dark celebrity scandal, we're here to dive into it all.
With lots of laughs along the way, of course.
Listen to Snarkbait every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.